Welcome back from UEA. I can barely contain myself. What a fall it has been for Park City Miners Athletics. They are on the verge of being history-making. With boys golf and girls tennis already capturing state titles, the girls cross-country team was one of the top-ranked teams in the country. Well, they're big favorites to win the 3A state. Boys cross-country has a legitimate shot as well. Girls soccer, they reached the semifinals, and football and girls volleyball have both qualified for state. How many state titles could land in Park City this fall? 3, 4, could it even be 5? Stay tuned! Now let's get on with this week's details. First, on Friday night, Miners football hosted the number 5-ranked Stansbury Stallions out on Dozier Field. It was a cool night as the Miners celebrated their seniors, and they were in a 14-13 game at the half. But, as like the previous week, a tight contest got blown open in the second half as Stansbury went on for the big win. This week, the Miners traveled down to Draper to take on the Juan Diego Soaring Eagle. Just one of them. One Eagle. On Friday night, kickoff set for 7 o'clock p.m. The Miners have qualified for state playoffs, and under the new format, will host a first-round game next week. Opponent, date, and time, TBD. Girls volleyball had the week off, but will wrap up their regular season when they visit the number 2-ranked Morgan Lady Trojans over in Morgan on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. The Miners played the Trojans really tough earlier in October, and they're looking for the same as they really need to get some momentum as they head into the state tournament a week from this Friday. I think that's February 1st. And girls soccer opened up their run for a state title by hosting Ridgefield on the North 40 on Tuesday. It was freezing out there, but the Miners' offense was on fire, coupled with a stingy defense that allowed zero shots on goal. The Lady Miners won 8-0. Heck, I could play goalie in front of that defense. Mackenzie Bothner and Lindsay Gordon both led Park City with 2 goals each. Then in the quarterfinals on Saturday, the Miners went on the road to northern Utah up in Tree Mountain to take on the Bear River Lady Bears. The girls played incredible defense again, and with Bothner scoring the lone goal, the Miners took the victory 1-0 to advance to the state semifinals. That game is this Friday afternoon at Jordan High School, where the Miners will take on the number 1-ranked Dixie Flyers. The game starts at 3:45. Park City is ranked 4th with a 12-4-2 record, and Dixie comes in with a record of 13-2-2 and on a 15-game unbeaten streak. So the path to a state title is going to be a tough one for the Miners, but they can handle it. The winner will advance to the state final game in Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. So plan on being there. That's what's going on in the Miner Nation, whose report is brought to you by the UPS Stores, Elliott Work Group, Park City High School Booster Club, and the law offices of Todd Wakefield. Be sure to like our Park City Miner Nation Facebook page. This is Scott Chester, and this has been this week's Miner Nation Report.